Two ends of the spectrum of agriculture education. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. At the Tennessee Association of Agriculture Educators annual banquet held this summer in Murfreesboro, ag teachers from across the state were recognized for outstanding service. And Michael Coley, ag ed teacher at Mount Juliet High School, was the outstanding young member of the group.
To be honest, I was pretty surprised. I didn't expect anything like this. When I became a teacher, I just wanted to teach ag, do work with the FFA, and try to do the best that I can.
Now, Coley has been at Mount Juliet for 2 years, and the program has around 400 ag students. He says it's really great to make an impact on students the way his ag teachers impacted him.
I love it. I was an FFA in high school. It literally changed my life. I plan on doing this for as long as I can. For me, it's the perfect job because you get to work with young people, teach them about ag, and in an area like Mount Juliet where they don't know a lot about ag, you get to see some big changes very quickly.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum is Dr. Ben Byler, teacher educator at Tennessee Tech University for the past 24 years and retiring this year.
I've been truly blessed with such a great career, and I am so thankful for the many students and the faculty and the teachers that I've had a privilege of working with over the years. My professional career started out as a high school ag teacher in Star City, Arkansas. But most importantly, the last 24 years, I've had the privilege of working here at Tennessee Tech University, and I'm truly blessed to have been a part of this.
Now, Dr. Byler also taught at Iowa State University and Mississippi State University before coming to Tennessee Tech University, and he plans to remain part-time at Tech for a couple of years to ease transition. Two great examples of ag teachers doing their job to impact the next generation of agriculture leaders. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.